Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PC's preparation. In a significant development that is set to reshape the railway landscape of India, the Ministry of Railways has formally notified the creation of the South Coast Railway as the 18th zone of Indian Railways, with its headquarters at Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, and operations are slated to begin from 1st June 2026. This move is a result of a gazette notification issued on 4th May 2026 under Section 3(4) of the Railways Act 1989, which governs the administrative structure of Indian Railways. The notification fulfills a statutory commitment under the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Act 2014. But why does this matter? The creation of this new zone is not just an administrative change. It is a commitment that was made during the bifurcation of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, and it has significant implications for the region. Now, let us turn to the structure of the new zone. The South Coast Railway will have its zonal headquarters at Visakhapatnam, and it will be headed by a zonal general manager, who will be a senior administrative grade officer of the Indian Railway Management Service. The zone will have an approximate route length of around 3,500 kilometers. What makes this significant is that this new zone is being created to address the anomaly that arose after the bifurcation of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, when Andhra Pradesh was left without a zonal headquarters on its own territory. The 2014 commitment was a transitional residuary obligation flowing from the bifurcation, one of several promises made, including a new High Court for Andhra Pradesh, a new capital, and special category status. Section 3 of the Railways Act, 1989, governs the administrative structure of Indian Railways, and it empowers the central government to modify the limits of any railway zone or create a new zone. The notification operates under the central government's plenary executive power in respect of railways, as listed in Entry 22 of the Union List. Before the creation of the South Coast Railway, Indian Railways had 17 zones, including Central, Eastern, East Central, East Coast, Northern, North Central, Northeastern, Northeast Frontier, Northwestern, Southern, South Central, Southeast Central, Southeastern, Southwestern, Western, and West Central, as well as Metro Railway, Kolkata. Now, with the addition of the South Coast Railway, the total number of zones has increased to 18. But why was a new zone created for Andhra Pradesh? The bifurcation logic is that before the bifurcation, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana fell under the South Central Railway, with its headquarters at Secunderabad, which was retained by Telangana after 2014. This left Andhra Pradesh without a zonal headquarters on its own territory, making it the only major state in this position post-2014. The 2014 Act addressed this anomaly by creating a new zone for Andhra Pradesh. Operationally, the Vijayawada, Guntur, and Guntkal divisions carried the bulk of Andhra Pradesh's traffic, while Valter, which is now Visakhapatnam, was administratively under the East Coast Railway, with its headquarters at Bhubaneswar. By carving out Visakhapatnam and pulling the three South Central Railway divisions into a new zone, a state coterminous administrative footprint has been created. This move is also driven by politico-economic logic, as Visakhapatnam, the de facto largest city in Andhra Pradesh, was being positioned as one of three potential capitals under the Andhra Pradesh Decentralization and Inclusive Development Act, 2020, which, although struck down by the Andhra Pradesh High Court in 2022, remains a politically significant move. Now, let us look at the operational issues that need to be addressed. Asset allocation is a key concern, as locomotive sheds, workshops, depot infrastructure, and personnel transfer will need to be managed carefully. Remember this number. The approximate route length of the South Coast Railway is around 3,500 kilometers. Revenue allocation is another important aspect, as freight is the principal earning stream for Indian Railways, accounting for around 65% of its revenue. Coal traffic from the Mahandi Coal Belt and Talcher transits through Vijag and South Coast Railway territory, making this a critical revenue stream. The creation of the South Coast Railway will also result in a loss to the East Coast Railway, as the Valter division was the highest revenue division of the East Coast Railway. The centre is expected to upgrade Khurda Road or other East Coast Railway divisions to offset this loss. Note this carefully, the South Coast Railway will have four divisions, including Vijayawada, Guntur, Guntkal, and the new Vishakhapatnam division, which was previously part of the East Coast Railway. From a constitutional perspective, Article 246 read with List I, Entry 22, makes it clear that railways are exclusively a union subject, and the centre alone may create, alter, or wind up a railway zone. States have no veto on zonal architecture, although centre-state consultations precede major changes. This is a favourite prelims fact. The Railway Board is a statutory body since the Railway Board Act, 1905, and it was restructured to a 5-member body with a CEO and chairman in December 2019. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers polity and governance, as well as center-state relations and statutory residuary commitments under reorganization legislation. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers infrastructure and economy, including railway economics and freight passenger cross-subsidy. The Logistics Performance Index and trade competitiveness are also important aspects to consider. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The South Coast Railway is India's 18th railway zone, with its headquarters at Vishakhapatnam, and it was notified by Gazette on 4th May 2026, with operations starting from 1st June 2026. The zone has four divisions, Vijayawada, Guntur, Guntkal, and the new Vishakhapatnam division. The statutory basis for the creation of the South Coast Railway is Section 3-4 of the Railways Act, 1989, which fulfills the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Act, 2014. Indian Railways operates around 13,200 trains per day, carries around 23 million passengers per day, and transports around 3 million tons of freight per day. The network spans around 68,000 kilometers of route, with around 63,000 kilometers of broad gauge track. In conclusion, the creation of the South Coast Railway as the 18th zone of Indian Railways marks a significant development in the country's railway landscape, with implications for the region's economy, politics, and administration. As India continues to invest in its railway infrastructure, this move is expected to have far-reaching consequences for the country's logistics and trade competitiveness.